to start the meeting. He'll surely be back by the time we get to this other part. Bob, you want to establish quorum?
Okay. Dave Stewart?
Present.
And Rick Caudill called. Steve Adams called. Brad Lawrence?
Here.
Doug Fabian?
Here.
Randy Fogel?
Here.
Randy Hayes?
Here.
Ronnie Melton called. And George Kramer. We have established a quorum.
Okay, good. Let's see, we'll go through the meeting procedures tonight.
Okay, I'd like to welcome you to the June 15th, 2015, Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division III permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon two Division III permit applications that were presented during the June 8, 2015 public hearing. At this time, however, no new concept requests have been submitted for Planning Commission consideration. No public comments will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay. I don't guess we don't have anything except we can go on into the... We don't have any presentation or exhibits or anything we need to do, do we, particularly?
But your minutes, yeah.
We'll do the minutes then.
Well, maybe I got a question. June minutes. He's in here.
We'll want to change that.
Could we approve the May minutes?
Yes.
Motion has been made. Do I hear a second? Got a second? Is there any discussion on the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Minutes are approved as presented. Okay, into the final votes. First vote is on Rosewood.
Okay. Excuse me. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Fast forward here.
Okay, we've seen that.
and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, the homestead at Rosewood has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit for Lot 2 of Deer Lane Subdivision is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Number four, if the on-site wastewater treatment system serving the homestead at Rosewood shows any signs of failure, it shall be upgraded, repaired, or replaced. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Five, prior to the issuance of the Division III Certificate of Conformance, the applicant shall first present a copy of the final inspection report from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District for the Homestead at Rosewood building to the Planning Department office. Number six, the Homestead at Rosewood shall serve as a multi-purpose facility for events with no more than 50 people. Number seven, the homestead at Rosewood shall have no amplified music played on site before 8 a.m. or beyond 11 p.m. 8, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 9, this decision is subject to all easements. And 10, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
All right. Does anybody on the commission have any questions from the applicant? If not, do I hear a motion on this?
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second. You got those, Bonilla? Motion has been made and seconded. Now, is there any discussion or any additions or anything that you want to discuss on this? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. You're good.
Does that go for the other building as well?
And that's for both.
Sorry.
No.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Final vote on the 410 nightly rental.
And on this, the staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department. Including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of the Certificate of Compliance. On number four, Scott Sterrett did write
a letter
to update everybody. Basically on that one, he's recommending that the aeration unit of the on-site wastewater treatment system shall be replaced, ensuring that the system functions as originally designed and constructed. A minimum of 3 to 6 inches of topsoil shall be added to the lateral field in order to prevent the surfacing of effluent due to the shallow placement of the lower lateral line. The septic system shall be inspected a minimum of twice per year. Unsatisfactory inspections shall require remediation. The on-site wastewater tank shall be pumped on a regular basis as needed. Number five, the well serving the property shall be tested a minimum of twice per year. Unsatisfactory results shall require additional testing and possible remediation. The results of the testing shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Six, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 7, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 8, this residence shall accommodate no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 9, the 410 Newton Road nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Division 3 special use permit number 2015-14 is being issued to the representative, James McKissick. Number 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Does you have any questions you want to ask about this?
Well, on the septic tank, he has to replace the aeration. He just can't put that as a regular septic tank and leave the aerator off.
Well, that's what Scott's recommended, just to replace the aerator. Just mentioned. Well, I don't either, Dennis. But it's in his
now,
deal.
That originally was an aerated tank years ago, and I've already ordered the aerator for it.
Well, I think it's in the decision of record that Well, it should be inspected twice a year, I think.
Yeah.
They're pumped? Yeah, twice per year. But that'll be Mr. McKissick's responsibility to do that, and when he accepts these terms, then it will, you will go ahead and make the repair work and bring it up to compliance, and then it'll be his problem, so.
Yeah. Well, most of your, those aeration units you see.
I know. They put them in the garage and bump up their bicycle tires with them. I know. I've been there. Do I hear a motion on this project?
I'll make a motion that we accept it.
I'll second it.
You got that, Bonnie? Is there any further discussion that we need to talk about on this? Any other points that we need to cover? If not, we'll vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And that takes care of that.
It's been nice seeing y'all.
You can't think of anywhere you'd rather be, huh?
I'm thinking if I was up here for a hanging offense, I'd want you guys on the
park. Well, we don't everybody leave here that happy.
Oh, we've seen a few of those.
But we try.
Well, thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right.
Keep going on that porch stop.
All right, take care. Bob says since we don't have any new concepts that... we might not want to have a meeting the first Monday of next month.
That other deal you guys had talked about, didn't
857 B Creek?
He ended up backing off at this point. He indicated that he's got a leasee that'll use it strictly as a salon, and he said he may decide to look at those other uses in the future. Well, we discovered, I looked into it a little bit more, and at least Scott Starrett's indicated it doesn't really show too well here, being open with you, but he's indicating that there actually is a circle there. I think it's a gravel circle, but he's indicating that there actually is a circle drive there, and I don't remember which side. We required a privacy fence on one side, and he's indicating that the circle drive and the privacy fence is there, so being open with you, I was going to have him take a few pictures for today, and we didn't get that far today.
Do you know when that originally came up before the planning board?
About two years ago, I think, wasn't it?
2011, I think.
That's longer than that, then. Time flies.
Yeah, it was June of 2011. It was approved as a regular Division 3, though, because...
If it was filed as a Division 3, was it? Did he go ahead and follow through and record it and everything properly?
Yeah, it's been recorded and everything.
Yeah.
The original owner lost it to the bank, and now we've got this new owner that's picked it up. But he indicated he may add those other uses at some point, but
he's got a lady's life is good.
Exactly. That's
yeah. But at this point, the use don't change on it, and it would be in compliance then if he don't make changes.
That would be my understanding, is that he just plans to use it for the use that was originally approved.
So it sounds like July's
going to
be an easy night.
Probably.
Right now.
I can drag it out a little if you want. Bonita said.
Well, we can leave and you can stay.
Well, okay,
then we're not going to have a meeting on
July 13th.
July 13th. Okay, but we will have one on the 20th.
More than likely, if we get a...
Well, I mean, yeah, unless we're...
unless we're don't get a concept different. Request.
Just email me, Bonnie, when I'm supposed to be here.
Send me that nice reminder, please. Thank you.
We've not received a concept request yet, I don't believe. So they've got until July 1st.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they've still got a little bit of time, but usually they come in on July 1st. We're really close to there.
Well, is there any other business, old or new, or anything that anybody wants to discuss at this point?
The deal over there on Shepherd Hill Expressway, that goes to the Board of Adjustments tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious how that was going
to work. Yeah, I'll probably call Sean. Who's the head of the board now on the Board of Adjustments?
It's Sean.
Boy, he's moving up the ranks, isn't he? Well, I talked to him a little bit about it and told him about what I told you. And so I said, I'm not telling you how to do it. I just want you to be aware of everything. Okay.
No, I didn't know what it was. He said Shepherd. Nothing on Shepherd. 248.
Being nothing further, I would accept a motion to adjourn. Then you can visit.
Make that motion to adjourn. One second.
Have we got any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.